This afternoon we're going to think about the fourth part of the Psalm 119. This section is called Daleth, and we will read the verses 25 through to 32. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I hid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Each section of the Psalm 119 begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And each of these letters are little pictures. They represent an object. Aleph represented the ox. Beth represented the house. Gimel represented the camel. And Daleth, the section we're thinking about today, represents a door. Now all of this is very suggestive, and it teaches us ever so much about the Lord Jesus Christ. The ox, for example, was a beast of service, and it was also a beast of sacrifice, and that represents Christ, the one who served us. And he came into the world to give his life a ransom, to give his life as a sacrifice. Beth, there we see Christ in the house. Christ came to establish a spiritual house, a spiritual temple. He is the foundation of that temple, and he is also the head cornerstone, and that spiritual house is the church of Jesus Christ. Gimel represents the camel. The camel was a beast that could retain moisture, retain fluid. It can walk for long distances across a dry and thirsty desert. And Jesus Christ had the word of God in his heart. Therefore, he was the one who said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The word of God was hid in his heart. And now we come to Daleth, and Daleth represents a door. And do we not see Christ in clarity as we think about the door? Because Jesus said himself in John chapter 10 and the verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus Christ is the door. What is he the door to? He is the door to eternal life. A door is a means whereby we pass from one place into another, but to go into the other place, we need to go through the door. The door is the entrance, it's inviting. The door needs to be open. If it is locked, then we are shut out. When the door is open, there is an invitation, a welcome beckoning us to come. And Jesus Christ is an open door. He has provided an open way whereby all men and women can come to enjoy eternal life. But as you need to take a step through the threshold of a door, so you need to take a step over the threshold, which is Christ. And how do you do that? You do that by faith, by trusting Christ as your one and only Saviour. Jesus Christ is the door. He's the only door. There is no other way but through this door. You cannot become a Christian by your own works or by your good living or by your religion. You can only become a Christian by stepping through that door, which is Christ, trusting his person, trusting his sacrifice, trusting what he did for you in the cross. What a Saviour he is. He is the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. There is liberty. There is freedom. There is the opportunity for the sheep to feed and be satisfied because it has passed through the door. The sheep now has this great shepherd, the only shepherd of the sheep, to look after it. And so it is with Christ. Whenever you pass through that one door, which is Jesus Christ, there is liberty, and there is freedom, and there is satisfaction, and there is assurance, and there is certainty, and there is enjoyment. We discover all of these things in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now none but Christ can satisfy. Another name for me, there's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. And how does all of this relate to the Psalm 119? The Psalm 119 is the Psalm of the Word of God. And if we are to enjoy God's Word, we need to know Christ. And how do we know we need to trust Christ? Because the Bible tells us so. The verse I've been talking to you about, John chapter 10 verse 9, it is found in the Word of God. The Word of God is a lamp to our feet. The Word of God is a light to our path. It is only through the Word of God that we can know the words of eternal life. But what interests me here in the Psalm 119 and this section, Dalith, is that the psalmist was in a fairly bad way. He said in verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. He felt as if he was dying. He was going to the dust. It wasn't just his body that was going to the dust. His soul was cleaving to the dust. His spirits were despondent, depressed, perhaps. He didn't know where to turn. Are you in that place? You feel as if you're perishing from off the face of the earth. There is no happiness. There is no peace. Your soul is cleaving to the dust. But as a soul cleaved to the dust, that's how he felt. He said, quicken thou me according to thy word. Make me alive. He was conscious that he wasn't alive. You see, if you don't know Christ as your Saviour, you're not alive. You may be alive in body. Your lungs may be inhaling and exhaling. Your heart may be ticking away, and your brain may be functioning, and your tongue may be speaking, and the blood may be coursing through your veins, but yet you're dead. Physically alive, but dead. Dead in spirit. You see, this is the definition of someone that's not a Christian. A dead person. Dead in spirit. Paul talked about those who do not know the Lord as their Saviour as being dead in trespasses and sins. It's a position of utter and total hopelessness. It's a position where one lives only for the things and the affairs of this world, and yet this world is a corrupting place. It's a passing away place. The body itself is a dying thing. Why live for time? Why live for material things? They're all fading away. If you're to be set free from this place of death, you need to be quickened, you need to be made alive. But how can you be made alive? Only according to the Word of God. And this is where we come back to Christ as the door, because the Word of God shows us so clearly that Jesus Christ is the door, and he is the way as well. He said, I am the way. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And when you pass through him, you're made alive. God promises that he will make alive all of those who trust Christ. That's why the Saviour said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And again, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Oh, let me ask you today, are you born again? One is not born again because one is baptized. One is not born again because one happens to think that they are good. One is born again only through the work of the Spirit in the heart. Oh, the psalmist was in a bad way, but yet he knew where his hope lay. He said again in verse 28, my soul melteth for heaviness. His soul was cleaving to the dust, and his soul was melting with heaviness. As the psalmist was melting, but he said, I need to be strengthened according to your word. Strengthen me. You see, in life there are many things that would cause us to be afraid, things that would cause us to just melt away. But there's strength in the Saviour. Christ alone is the answer for every need. He said in verse 30, I have chosen the way of truth. I have chosen. I have chosen. Will you look to the Lord for rest? I pray that you will do this very thing. I thank you so much for listening.